Russia supplies around a quarter of Europe's gas. Ukraine sits between them both, so any potential for regional conflict has a direct effect on this vital energy supply line, says Simon Pirani, senior research fellow at Britain's Oxford Institute for Energy Studies.
The prices have risen in the traded market over the past couple of days because of anxiety about the availability of gas over both the medium and the long term.
Ukraine itself is highly reliant on Russian gas. The Russian firm Gazprom says beginning next month it will raise the cost of gas it sells over the border. The Ukrainian state-owned firm Naftogaz owes Gazprom around $2 billion. European Commissioner for Energy Günther Oettinger said Tuesday the EU would pay Ukraine's gas bills and said there are no immediate concerns of shortages in Europe.
Es besteht im Augenblick kein Grund.
At the moment, in member states, the gas situation is good. We've had a mild winter. Our storage capacity is fuller than it was last year, and we've got reserves everywhere.
In 2006 and in 2009, Russia cut off gas supplies to Ukraine over price disputes, causing subsequent shortages in Europe. Cold winters and low stockpiles meant the gas price soared. Europe is now less reliant on Ukraine as a transit route for Russian gas. The Nord Stream pipeline, which opened in November 2011, takes gas directly under the Baltic Sea to Germany, Russia's biggest European customer. Again, Simon Pirani.
There's also been quite a lot of work done in Central and Eastern Europe as a result of the 2009 dispute, when people realized that Russia-Ukraine disputes could have implications further down the pipeline.
That includes the South Stream project, which will run along the bottom of the Black Sea. It's due to come online in 2015 and reach its full capacity, roughly half of Europe's demand, by 2018. But hostility between Moscow and Europe is growing over Russia's apparent troop deployment in Crimea, which Moscow denies. The EU has threatened as yet unspecified sanctions. So would Russia retaliate by turning off the gas taps to Europe? Unlikely, says Pirani.
Gazprom's a commercial company. It has to make money. It wants to deliver its gas to its customers in Europe.
Analysts say the current tensions will likely make Europe redouble its efforts to find alternative energy supplies and cut its reliance on Russia. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.